You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, I'm joined with Tim Wallace, a general manager of Syfe Australia. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Chris. Good morning to you and thanks for having me.
And where are you dialing in from today, Tim?
Freezing cold Melbourne, pouring with rain at the moment, which is pretty standard, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a bit the same here in Brizzy. Actually, it's overcast. I've got the hoodie on because it's just, Brisbane cold's 18 degrees or something like that. We all get to put in the thermals on when it hits 15, mate. So
I'd take that right now, Chris.
Excellent, mate. So, Tim, Syfe, your role at General Manager Syfe, do you want to talk about the origins of Syfe and then again, entering our shores, how that came about?
Yeah, sure. So Syfe was founded in Singapore in 2019 as a digital wealth management platform, really with the mission to help, empower people to manage and grow their wealth their way for a better future. So it scaled in Singapore over a number of years. And last year, Syfe decided to launch into new growth markets, being Hong Kong and Australia. And that sort of brings us to the point we are today.
Excellent. And the business originated to help people with their finances, and now more than ever, particularly in the last 12 months, I think there is, an inherent focus on one's balance sheet and the investments that they make and what where money goes, etc. Can you talk about what the product does and how it helps people?
Yeah, sure. So, I think in the current environment, you hit the nail on the head there, Chris. We're seeing cost of living pressures, high interest rates, a bit of market volatility at the moment, and actually a lot of investment choice as well. So I think all of these things kind of combine to cause a bit of confusion and concern for many Australians. Should I invest? Should I save? How should I do it? Who should I use? All those kind of questions are pretty typical. So Syfe launched in Australia in August last year, really trying to simplify some of that complexity. We started with just offering low-cost US shares and ETFs, paired with some, great investment tools, things like analyst recommendations, insights, market news, really good educational content as well. But we knew that, Aussies wanted a little bit more. The ability to trade on the ASX cost-effectively was an important one. So we launched that about 2 months ago, which has been really important for us. We've also heard, Chris, that, and seen that folks want a bit more simple support and helping them kind of choose the right investment path based on their needs and goals. And I think with the backdrop at the moment of personal advice being quite costly and not necessarily the right fit for everyone, we've really tried to build an investment experience and continue to build an investment experience that let our consumers who don't want the time necessarily to DIY invest, select things like baskets of ETFs and stocks matched better to their preferences. So, as an example, last month we launched what we call smart baskets. These are simply just pre-built, orders by Syfe's wealth professionals. Users can pick the right one for them, filtering on things like their investment time horizon, the risks they want to take, that kind of stuff, which we're seeing really great uptake of. So, to answer your question in a really long-winded way, you know, plenty of complexity in the market at the moment, and we're really trying to build around simplifying that complexity for investors in Australia.
No, there is. I mean, working in investment markets for 20 odd years, there is certainly a language, a complexity, a lingo of topics. And I think, you know, from my point of view, financial education at a younger level is critically important. I did talk to my nearly 11-year-old son the other day about shares, and he looked back at me with a blank face and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'd rather buy a pack of footy cards with my $3.
Probably a good investment. You never know.
Yeah, the way that trading cards are and the Netflix generation watching these shows, et cetera. But, you know, I think he was more interested in the numbers and the stats behind it. You know, I do think that is a critical gap. You know, you did touch on personal advice, and it is a topic which goes back and forth and in regards to what is personal and general and grey and factual, et cetera. But from a share point of view, how are you going about educating, you know, your users or potential users about the benefits of long-term investing, the benefits of investing where you feel like there's, you know, a personal link or contribution? You know, on the flip side, you know, compare that view and thought to, you know, actually performance and, if things don't go as well as that plan, what to do there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, Chris. And I think that, you know, first and foremost, education, educational tools, content that's both evergreen. So, you know, the things like what is a share? How do I invest? How do I get started? But also topical. So what do I do right now? With interest rates rising, how should I go? You know, educational content that caters for both of those dimensions, critically important. You know, we put a lot of weight at SIFE on continually, you know, putting out content across those two spheres to our users, both through kind of our website, but also through emails and our in-app kind of learning sections. Yep. So from that perspective, really important. We also put a great weight on investment tools and really kind of taking what we think are quite sophisticated investment tools and simplifying them down into kind of the ability for an everyday investor to use effectively and really you know, force multiply their investment capability with.
Yep.
So these are things like, you know, analyst recommendations, key insights on particular stocks. You know, if DIY investing is your thing, there's a lot of great tools in that respect. Like I said before, though, you know, DIY investing isn't for everybody. So we want to make sure that we cater for folks who might have shorter term goals, might have medium term goals, might have longer term goals. And we want to give them the tools and support that help them invest the right way, depending on their needs. Now, yeah, what is personal advice? What is general advice? Obviously, you know, if we don't offer personal advice. Yep. So for us, it's quite important that we offer guides and help so that users can self-select. And we want to simplify that journey for them. And that's really what we're all about.
And Tim, it's, you know, it's a fairly crowded market here in Australia with brokers and online brokers. What does SIFE really sort of do differently? And I suppose from a product point of view, we're getting feedback from their users to add functionality or to take functionality away, etc.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's choice is a wonderful thing for users because, you know, depending on your investment style, strategy, what you're specifically after, you know, there is now great choice in the Australian market. I guess the flip side of that is choice can kind of be overburdensome for folks. Yep. You know,
tell me what I need to do and how I can do it as opposed to the 15 different milk options when you go to the supermarket.
correct. You know, that paralysis from choice can sometimes mean that folks actually don't get started, which is actually the worst thing that people can do. You know, the best time to invest was yesterday. The next best time is kind of today, sort of as the saying goes. Yep. But, you know, I think how SIFE thinks about itself a little bit differently is that, you know, from a headline perspective, we want to be that one-stop shop that people can come to grow their wealth according to their own needs. So some people have shorter term needs and other people have longer term needs, and we really want to be there and offer tools, strategies, support, and access to markets that help people achieve whatever they want. You know, I think we do that from a feature perspective by being really true to some foundational things for us. We want to make sure that we don't erode customer returns through things like high costs. So we're very transparent with our fees. We make sure that we're low cost. We make sure that we surface really powerful investment tools for free to our users. You know, we give people great access to US markets, but also local markets. We have very low minimums to invest, which really reduces the barrier that a lot of people
I think in the head, I think shares are thousands of dollars straight away. Like, that's kind of, you know, that's the, in my view, in terms of the name itself, share always seems like a person's, oh, shares, wow, that sounds expensive, you know. But the democratization and the ability to bring it down to a, you know, either a regular amount or a small amount is, I think it's just been a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, there was a, I read a survey, I can't remember who it was by a couple of years ago, but basically majority of Australians thought that they needed, if they weren't an investor, thought that they needed a minimum of $1,000 to invest. And like 30% or so thought that they actually needed like 10 grand to get going. And that's, an educational thing more than anything. You know, Syfe is an example. US markets, you can get going from a dollar. And in the Aussie markets, you can get going from just one share with Syfe. So it's pretty innovative capability that we've built. You don't need $500 to start, you know, like at a lot of other shops. So we really wanted to lower that barrier to entry, get people going, you know, playing with the platform and growing their wealth long term.
And Tim, when you're not talking about shares and building products and financial education, and you're the GM here in Australia, do you get your chance to switch off, or are you always, you know, making sure that you keep up to speed by reading the daily paper and the daily markets and what's happening in the market, etc.?
That's a really good question. No, I mean, look,
it's hard.
You know, we're a growing business in Australia. Really important that we've all got our finger on the pulse in what is a pretty volatile and dynamic environment at the moment. Building the right things for our customers, you know, looking around corners, seeing what people are going to need, not only today but tomorrow, means that we all, and me and my team, you know, need to be kind of finger on the pulse all the time as what's happening in the market. I do absolutely, though, Chris, have to switch off like everybody. You know, I've got two little kids outside of work, and so balance for me is fundamentally important. You know, so there is that work-life kind of balance in everything.
And with your kids' ages, how old are they, and what do they get into to make sure that when Dad comes home that he does switch off and focuses on the on the kids?
Yeah. So I've got two little girls, 4 and 2. They keep my wife and I definitely on our toes.
Certainly, peak hour traffic at your household at 6:30 at night. Yeah,
out of control. You know, if you asked me what I did 5 years ago pre-kids to switch off from work, it'd be very different to today.
So you haven't got the latest, you know, restaurant booking on a Saturday night?
No, mate, I like my activity. So I like to surf, you know, play golf, box, go to the footy, travel. You know, it's a long list. Now, I whilst I still like those activities, I don't often get to them as much as I'd like. So, like I said, for me, being hyper-focused on that work, life, family, social balance, no, I don't always get it right, but that's...
I don't think anyone does, mate. I think we all try our best in the situations that are thrown at us on every different day.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, seeing the kids, I always try and get home for dinner, drop-offs, pick-ups when I can. So, you know, that's all pretty important stuff to me.
Tim, one final question on the future of Syfe. You know, looking... to repeat this interview in a year's time or even 9 months' time, where do you think Syfe could be? What are you working on at the moment that you can reveal, and or where do you see some sort of consumer trends? I mean, we're talking about AI every day, but is that something that's into consideration as well?
Look, another really good question. So, you know, I spoke before about one of SIFE's key pillars being simplifying the complex. You know, there's a lot of complexity in the market, in the investment journey, a lot of education that's required, all that kind of stuff. So in the near term, we'll be launching some exciting new capability that will allow our investors, you know, to not only invest with confidence with those sort of things I've spoken about before, but do so against their goals, which we think is really important. So really structuring that process of setting, creating, investing against goals, we feel like that kind of really makes us a nice end-to-end investment platform. That really lays the foundations for other products and features what we'll launch moving forward. So I think looking, you know, past that medium to long term, I want SIFE in Australia to be known as that one-stop shop for digital wealth management, you know, where users can come and achieve their wealth goals. You know, everything we're building here is towards that future, which we feel is really exciting for us, but also for Aussies more broadly as well.
Tim, been a pleasure to chat to you about SIFE today and the origins of the business, the launch in Australia, the product set that SIFE has built out and continuing to build out around financial wellness and financial education, which is an incredibly hot topic at the moment, particularly with cost of living pressures and the measures that the RBA have taken in regards to monetary policy over that little while. And I wish you all the best and look forward to catching up in person.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having me, mate. Appreciate it.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.